The story broke yesterday, and when it did, we were all quite concerned because you hate to see your teams get in trouble off the field.
Right.
And when the story broke yesterday that a number of Packer players had skipped their workout and were found with firearms, you know, all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, what the heck's going on? And we had to turn to Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, to give us the details.
Is everybody safe? Is everybody okay, Brian?
What is going on up there? It's not even hunting season.
Five players were arrested. No, I'm just kidding. Quite the event, though, yeah. So the Packers go and do a team-building exercise by shooting clay pigeons yesterday in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, they went to Big Suamico was closed for the day for construction, so they went to Little Suamico yesterday and did that. And then is there any truth to this part, too, since you're on the story, obviously? Any truth that then they all cooked out the pigeons at McCarthy's home last night?
Yeah, I had somebody tell me that they were going clay shooting, so they hoped Clay Matthews would just stay out of the way of the crossfire. So.
So the Packers actually did the team building exercise yesterday, but camp is the first of the regular camps is underway. What's to be gleaned when they're in a camp like this?
You know, I think one of the things that everybody's attention on this week was Charles Woodson being mini camp. It's the only time during the off season that all players are mandated by contract to be in attendance. They have to be there in practice, whereas, you know, the prior month or so is kind of voluntary work. And, you know, most players show up anyway, but, you know, a guy who's has 14 years in the NFL like Charles Woodson, he kind of stays away. But he had to be there this week, so everybody was looking, where is he going to line up? Is he going to be a safety? And it's kind of the same old with Charles Woodson, defending the slot from the most part, the slot cornerback position. Yes, he might line up at safety from time to time for the Packers, but it's not going to be like this full-fledged move.
So, and you know, realistically, how much are we making too much of this? I mean, didn't Charles move around all of last year as well? Depending, I mean, they get in so many different packages of five and six defensive backs. Are we making something out of nothing?
Yeah, I think most people perhaps might be, or if you don't really pay a whole lot of attention to the situation. I mean, yeah, Charles Woodson already has played safety. I mean, he doesn't line up there all the time, but, I mean, he's so talented. They kind of move him around the field, kind of find out where he best fits, and that's how where he's good at. You know, they line him up and put him in situations where he's going to be successful, maybe put him on the opposing team's best tight end, things like that. And I mean, it's just going to be status quo with Charles Woodson this year, I think.
You know, I don't know if this is fair, but I personally am more excited about the Packers and their season this year than I was a year ago. I don't know why that is. I suppose it's because of the additions on defense and that the draft focused on an area that was soft. Do you have some of the same feeling?
I certainly think the Packers can be just as good. You know, heading into last season, I picked the Packers to repeat as Super Bowl champions. I mean, when you've got talent coming back on your team with Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, Charles Woodson, Greg Jennings, I mean, if you've got that core coming back and they have the same core last year, I mean, there's no reason to think that these guys can't be one of the top teams in the NFL year in and year out, as long as that these guys are playing at, you know, the peak of their game. And, you know, same thing this year. There's certainly reason to be very enthused about the defensive additions this year. They spend all that, you know, those draft picks on defense. So hopefully, if you're a Packers fan, it's going to mean a better performance on the field.
Talk with Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com. Saw an article in the Houston Chronicle talking that the Packers could be shopping James Jones. Why would they do that? What would they be looking for?
You know, the reason they'd be doing it is because they're just loaded at talent at receiver. It's probably the deepest position on the team. I mean, just run through the names, you know, Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Randall Cobb, and then there's a couple younger rookies, second-year players on the team looking for playing time, too. So they have they could afford to get rid of somebody. Now, I mean, maybe they're trying to shop James Jones. James Jones was a free agent last year, could have signed with any team in the NFL he wanted, and nobody showed all that much interest in him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what would really change in a year's time. He had an okay year last year, nothing fantastic. I mean, he's a solid player, but, I don't know. It might be just be more rumor and speculation at this point than any smoke coming out of fire.
You know, you mentioned Randall Cobb. What's the hope there about his progress at that position and how much he can give to the team?
You know, everybody saw the talent last year on the kick returns, the punt returns. The talent is obvious. Now, everybody's watched Donald Driver play kind of that slot wide receiver position for a lot of his career. That's where Donald Driver made his living. That's what he's known for, playing in the slot. And Randall Cobb's a guy who might be start stealing away some of that playing time. You know, Driver's now in his 14th year in the NFL, I think it is, and Randall Cobb is just entering his prime. He's the guy, if you get him the ball in his hands in some space, he can be really dangerous. He's just got that combination of speed, quickness, where, he's a threat.
And what should we be watching for from Graham Harrell in this camp and, of course, when the full camp starts?
The word on Graham Harrell is that he's added weight and strength this offseason, and that's, you know, a really good thing. He's been known to have good accuracy going back to his days in college at Texas Tech, you know, set NCAA records there, chucking the ball around the field, but the word was he didn't have the arm strength to succeed in the NFL. So, he put on weight, put on strength. All the reports coming out of minicamp are positive about Graham Harrell, but training camp is going to be where he's got to prove it, doing it in preseason games, because that's where he's going to see about his only action, unless there's an injury to Aaron Rodgers. But, by all indications, he'll be the top backup.
Brian, it's always interesting when we get to share your insights. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com, becoming kind of a regular contributor. We appreciate it because I think he's shown some pretty good insights on the stuff that's going on. You know what?